Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, September 18th, 2024. As Senator Angus King runs for re-election this fall, he faces competition from a Democrat, a Republican, and another independent, Jason Cherry of Unity.
Hi, my name is Jason Cherry. I am running for the U.S. Senate for the state of Maine. I'm a former defense attorney, conservation officer, FBI agent. I believe in a balanced position and an executor's style type of representation, meaning that everyone has had some sort of inheritance of government power and that any representative shouldn't cleave to narrow parties or paths, but should hear out each individual and make sure that they're heard, that their decisions are transparent, that they have two-way communications, that they are accountable for their actions and competent. As a former attorney that has written different regulations, I am familiar with statutes and different types of legislative concepts. As an economics minor, I am very aware of the businesses' energy policies that are necessary to grow a healthy income. And overall, I want to try to lead reform to increase competency, transparency, accountability, and efficiency in government, which we need more than ever. I'm not cleaving to any of the two-party system. I think one of the major issues now are living costs for most people. I'm very concerned that Angus King has proposed raising the age of Social Security to 70 years old. With the rise in living costs, the rise in senior citizen poverty, the inability for people that work hard jobs in Maine that are not in an office, that type of proposal could mean rising poverty levels for all of our children, our grandchildren, and the next generations. We need to challenge that proposal from Senator King. I'm another independent. We have ranked choice voting. So if you have an opportunity, I would love to be at least either the first choice or the second choice, but I promise to represent Mainers in an equal and fair opportunity.
Where do you stand on a woman's right to choose?
I believe that the federal government should set the mandatory minimum threshold for abortions and allow people, not states, to select their period of where it's legal based upon public referendums and initiatives. I want that vote straight from the people, and I want that information. And most people do want a choice to choose this issue.
What do you think is the most important issue the senator that wins this election will be dealing with?
Most people are questioning the rise in living costs. As people in Maine, energy costs here over the winter are extremely harsh. Food prices are extremely harsh, but that's what's being impacted on the rest of the population across the United States. We need to find out if there's price gouging, and we need to address the variable, which is energy, which contributes to a great deal of the rising prices.
Do you have a position on Sears Island being developed for Wind Port versus Mack Point?
No, I'd have to actually study that issue directly and to ensure that I would make a good decision and to hear from both parties on their positions.
Do you have a position on continuing to fund Israel as they continue their attacks on Palestinians?
I don't. I believe that the best plan that we can would buffer those two populations with an international community. Israel is no more safe than it was when the bomb started going off. I'm concerned that their support's going to whittle away through the actions of one administration during this time period. We need reasonable people, and we need women and children involved in those delegations for peace. They're the ones that suffer the most on both sides.
So I've been asking people this week whether or not they're going to be at the Common Ground Fair and where people can find them. I know you don't have a table at the fair, but will you be wearing a name tag or anything as you're there? What day are you planning on going? Can people come and ask you questions if they see you?
Yes, they can absolutely do that. I will be there. I will wear a name tag. Unfortunately, I did not get my application in time to get a booth, but I will go out there and talk with different Mainers about what their concerns are here in Maine.
That was independent candidate Jason Cherry. His website is cherryforsenate.com. WERU does not endorse any candidates. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.